Arm's Length Reporting, for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. Time from KER Politics. Hope you guys had a good week. Jimmy and I had a lot of fun doing the daily editorials. We're getting some very, very good response, I want to say, on our blog, getting a lot of input from many of our listeners, and we certainly appreciate that. We're going to start out today talking about a headline that came out yesterday. The unemployment numbers came out yesterday, and the response from the press was that this was the quickest recovery under any president for the last quarter of a century, if I'm not mistaken. I have to say we are not anywhere near in a recovery. I'm going to elaborate on that later, and I would like Jimmy to do the same thing first. Jimmy, you're on, bud.
So, interestingly enough, Breitbart is reporting that the White House Communications Office and the White House senior officials have been reaching out to corporate media editors, managers, CEOs, and asking them to spin the economy in a better way. And so what we're seeing now, and it's interesting because this report came out last week, and then immediately your CNBC, CNN, a lot of the people that have been worried about inflation, that have been worried about the unemployment numbers, that have been worried about the lack of people in the workforce, are coming out and actually speaking, hey, this optimistically, we're only 6.8% inflation today. What it shows me is a completely disingenuous media, administration, a regime that wants to manipulate people's information as much as possible and not face the reality that, boy, the economy dumped unbelievably deep with the COVID. So yes, of course we should be out of this already. We should be well ahead of the position we are right now, but we're a year into this administration and we're still failing to get people back to work. People aren't going back to work. Inflation's out of control. Your wages are not keeping up with inflation, even though there is some wage rise. And basically, there's a lot of insecurity out there about the economy. But again, the media is trying to spin it another way, and they're doing it on behalf of an administration that's more focused on perception than reality.
Well, do you have any thoughts on what I'm about to say here? And what I'm about to say is maybe that's a good thing. Maybe that'll get people together to start to work. What do you think about that?
You know, I don't think that's going to happen when you're continually asking corporations to mandate vaccinations, when you're continuing to spread the fear of Omicron, when you're continuing to, the governor of New York making everyone wear masks. I think there's other issues. They're very deep issues that are affecting the country that I don't think that spinning it is going to benefit anyone because it doesn't face the reality of a massive debt, of overspending, of the inflation numbers that are going to crush small businesses, crush cheaper people, people on the lower end of the economic spectrum, fuel prices that are skyrocketing. You know, it's not going to help that. And you can talk good about it all you want, but it's not going to actually help the fundamental problems that they have by regulating out U.S. Oil independence and gas independence, energy independence.
Well, Jim, I wanted
and,
to make a few.
You're not going to.
Go ahead.
No, I'm watching this. The reality here is only going to what they're the decisions and the processes, pushing on a green climate agenda, by saying that Biden signed an executive order saying that the federal government's going to be carbon neutral by 2030. That is impossible. How are you going to make aircraft and tanks carbon neutral? How are you going to make the GSA fleet completely carbon neutral? How are we going to be able to afford those types of changes, transitions to electric vehicles? And then somehow that's going to magically get electricity without producing it? These are absolutely unattainable and lying realities to accommodate a very small percentage of the population that supports the base of the radical ideologues on the left. And it's just unfortunate because it's not reality.
Jimmy, the one thing I want to say is this. I don't disagree with you at all, being an economist. I don't disagree. I've been thinking about doing this interview here for probably the last hour or so. I've been up quite a while already today. We're recording this, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, relatively early here on the West Coast on Friday morning. Now, a strong economy is based on a number of things. The easiest numbers to juggle happen to be, as an economist, I'm going to tell you, happen to be the employment numbers. They are very, very easy to juggle. But when you look at an economy that is in a, let's say, a mode of recovery, there are many other things you have to consider. The one thing that you have to consider, bar none, is inflation. Our inflation right now is a little bit out of hand. You're absolutely correct. The other thing you have to consider is you have to consider GDP growth. Our GDP growth right now is not nearly as strong as it could be. We're pretty low, actually. Another thing that's very important to me is the psychological health of the populace. I would have to say that if I'm going to focus on talking about the environment in the United States, specifically the psychological environment in the United States, I'm going to say it's not really particularly wonderful. If I had the opportunity, I'm not sure at this moment I'd want to live in a country where you have the level of day-to-day violence that we have. I'm not sure I'd want to live in a country where it would appear that the president and the vice president don't really particularly get along. I noticed yesterday that the president and the vice president, Harris and Biden, were not sitting next to each other during the situation in terms of the, I don't want to call it a funeral, but it actually was a funeral in the government building. I thought that was a little weird. I particularly am not totally ecstatic with what's going on in the United States right now in terms of the mental attitude. Mental attitude is very important to me. But I want to say one thing in terms of what you're talking about, in terms of the mandates I am firmly convinced in terms of wearing masks, et cetera, are really not necessary. And I think what we're looking at here is government control. If the government right now is in fact asking, and I'm not saying they're not, but I'm saying if they are asking the press to spin things to get people's attitude in a better spot, if they can accomplish that with a populace, more power to them. Jimmy, you're on, bud. You got 2 minutes.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I believe that the government's role is to actually benefit the people, not to manipulate them. And the reality is people are in a very difficult situation right now, and they're very frustrated with continuation with these mandates, especially in the, you know, states, you know, California, in Washington and New York. In fact, the governor of New York has just declared that everyone indoors must wear a mask, and there's a $1,000 fine for it. So, you know, these types of pressures are absolutely contradictory to trying to make the community better or happy. By continuing to spend without actually understanding where the money will come from, we'll just print more, you're not making people more comfortable. With inflation increasing, you're not making people more comfortable. So just lying about it in the media is not going to bring confidence. People are willing to buy things right now if they can do it. But you know what? People are driving right now, driving to work or driving to school or going on vacation, paying 50% higher gas rates than they did a year ago.
I realize that. That's significant. I realize that.
Yeah. So the reality is we have less money in our pockets as the inflation goes up. The wages aren't keeping up.
Jimmy, I want to keep this discussion going. Unfortunately, we've got to take a real quick 30-second commercial break here. I want to discuss this in the next segment. I want to discuss not only this, but I want to discuss the national debt, which is absolutely a critical situation. And I want to discuss the mental health of the nation, as I'm going to do throughout the second hour of KER Report. I'm going to talk about that with Dr. John Huber. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to be right back with Jim McKinney. Stick around.